I've spoken to a number of lawmakers who have said since the change in the governor's office, especially, that there's been sort of a different air in the state house. There had been a number of legislators who had been concerned about former Governor Bentley's effectiveness in leading the state and in negotiating with the legislature on key legislation. And a lot of lawmakers say that they feel very differently about that situation now. Governor Kay Ivey from the get-go has apparently been very open in her dealings with lawmakers. She, of course, as lieutenant governor, served as presiding officer of the Senate, so she has intimate knowledge of how the legislature works, and she has conducted a very open-door type policy with lawmakers as they've talked about critical issues. So I would say that the air is very different in the closing days of the session.
In the recent past, just these last few years, of course, budget formation at this point of the session has required extra time in the form of special sessions, and last year relied on some one-time funding from the BP settlement. How likely are we to see a need for such extraordinary measures this time around?
I'd say a lot less likely. With the election season coming up, there was a sense of urgency in trying to get all of the people's business done within the confines of the regular legislative session. Lawmakers, of course, are anxious to go out and begin campaigning for re-election this summer. There was very little talk of a special session on the budgets. It was hoped that, that both budgets could get out in the regular session. There's been talk of maybe a special session on the prison bill, but that was also seen as maybe something that could also get done within the confines of the regular session.
Now, Medicaid, of course, has been the single greatest program expense in the general fund for quite some time and continues to have that distinction. Governor Ivey's predecessor did press lawmakers for additional funding for that program with its ever-growing costs. What have you been seeing from the Ivey administration on that front, that one major ever-growing expenditure in the general fund?
Governor Ivey, of course, is very committed to keeping Medicaid a thriving program. But she, along with a lot of other key lawmakers, realize, of course, the confines, the budget confines within which they have to operate. Next year's general fund budget will be especially challenging. Some have characterized a cliff, so to speak, because one-time money from the BP oil spill settlement will be gone. That money had been used to prop up the general fund this year, including Medicaid. There was a move this year to put like $97 million in reserve to help deal with budget uncertainties next year. So it's really going to be a crunch-type budget where the general fund is concerned next year, especially for Medicaid. And there are other variables still out there. For instance, what kind of mandates might come down from Washington where health care is concerned. President Trump has floated ideas like block grants to help states run their Medicaid program. And there's also maybe another attempt coming to replace and repeal the Affordable Care Act, and all of those things could play vital roles in the future of Medicaid, not only in Alabama, but in other states.
Like all such entities, to some degree, whether greater or lesser, Alabama's government struggles with provision of services, and a lot of the big annual questions really do come down to funding. We now have a House Speaker who has been supportive in the past of increasing fuel taxes for road projects. Are we more likely to see movement on the revenue side?
I think at some point we probably will. There are a lot of lawmakers who agree that we're going to have to do something on the revenue front soon. But anytime you mention the word tax, it becomes a sticky issue. I think most lawmakers agree that we're way overdue to increase the state gas tax to fund infrastructure improvements. But at the same time, getting there has proven difficult, especially in an election year. There was another attempt this year, of course, to raise the state gas tax. It didn't go very far, and many have written that off to it being an election year, and lawmakers would have to be accountable to their constituencies on how they voted on a tax issue. But I think everybody agrees that our infrastructure needs are great, and we need to do something particularly in that revenue realm.
Here's a question of a bit of a different sort. In Tennessee's legislature, of course, Tennessee very close to us here in North Alabama, I have seen bills filed to begin, at least, to deal with increasingly autonomous or so-called self-driving cars. And that state's lead economic research agency has published work in the recent past on projected major effects of growing workplace automation, software and robots on the job market. Do you witness similar future-focused work in Alabama's capital and agencies? I was looking over all of the filed bills, searching for certain key words, and really not seeing that in the filed legislation this time around.
Haven't seen any that type of legislation this year, but that's not to say that it won't be forthcoming. I think there are a number of lawmakers who realize that this is going to be something that we need to look at moving forward. I know some lawmakers have helped promote certain research studies at universities and the like on driverless cars. So I think the sentiment is certainly there. This year, given the budget crunch with the general fund and the prison crisis, I think those types of things may have taken a back seat, but I think you're going to see some more momentum probably in the next year or so where that's concerned.
And now the catch-all question, sir. Is there anything else you'd just like to share with us as we head into this home stretch of the legislative session?
Well, the big interesting thing will be if a prison bill gets out. Of course, lawmakers are constitutionally bound to pass the budgets, but the prison bill has loomed large for 2 years now. Some have sort of balked at it, originally being former Governor Bentley's brainchild, but the last incarnation of the prison bill was very scaled down from Bentley's original idea, and a lot of lawmakers were holding out some optimism, so we'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
All right, sir. Well, we thank you so much for joining us.
Shane, it's good to talk to you.